You're listening to the Best of the Jim Rome Show, a replay of the Smackle.
Hashtag
Smackle, live from Southern California. This is the Jim Rome Show, Smackoff 28 on CBS Sports Radio.
Chills, goosebumps, every freaking time. Welcome to the Smackoff. I'm Jim Rome. What's cracking? We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. Every single time, goosebumps. It is so great to have you here. What is up? The most important day of the year on this program, arguably the most important program in the genre and the industry. The big day is finally here. Are you set? Are you ready to roll? Do you know where you're going to watch this thing? I'm going to set you up with some brief instructions. It's not going to take that long, but let me properly invite you to the biggest day of the year, Smackoff 28. It is finally here. It has arrived. And let me just say, XR4TI is locked. They're loaded. They're ready. The big head, James Kelly, made the trip. He is in the house. And the day is here, and the hype has been right through the roof. Right now, it's orbiting Mars in a matter of minutes. I am going to go to the phones, and all hell is going to break loose for the next three straight hours. If you're new to this, you've never heard anything like this. If you haven't heard it in a while, trust me, it will live up to, and it will smash the hype. It's going to be amazing. I can feel it in my bones. And at the end of these 3 hours, a new King of Smack is going to be named. That is, if somebody can take down the B.I.C. This is what we're here to find out, and this is what we're going to find out today. First off, the main event, some brass tacks for you. I want to make this very, very clear right off the top. This is an invite-only event. It is for the top 1% of callers. It is only for the very best of the best. So if you do not have an invite, do not call. You're welcome to hit me up on any other day of the year except this day. Do not waste your time. Don't waste mine. If you're not in, you're not welcome. Now, that does not mean that you're not a part of the program. In fact, you can all definitely still participate. Moreover, I need you to participate. Use Twitter. If you've been following along this morning, I've retweeted so many of you. The energy and the buzz on social is incredible already. Use Twitter. Use Instagram. Use the hashtag SmackOff on absolutely everything you do. Tweet like it's your whole entire job over the next 3 hours, because you know what? It pretty much is. Tweet and enjoy the program. That's all I need from the vast majority of you today. And use the hashtag SmackOff on everything. Very simple.
Hashtag
not the SmackOff. Not SmackOff 28. Just SmackOff. Hashtag SmackOff. All right, keep that in mind. I need you up and in here. Also, a few items for those of you that are participating. Number one, get in early. Check in with Chalk. Make sure you're on the same page with us. Number two, critical. Find a hard line. Do not let inferior technology get in the way of great content. And be aware, you can still get run. Yes, you have a little extra leeway and a little extra runway today, but if you don't keep it moving, or if you cross the line, and yes, even on a day like today, there is a line. If you don't keep it moving, and if you do cross the line, you will get run. You're going to get broken off, period. Trust me, it has happened to the very best. It's happened to the GOAT. It can happen to you. And also, I know yesterday was a dong day afternoon, which I never asked for and I did not want. Today, I'm not having it. Today, I'm not tolerating it. You go heavy on the penis humor today, and you're going to get LT'd. Consider that your warning. Now, for the main event rules, they're really simple. There aren't many, and they're very simple. Number one, no storming the studio, a.k.a. the left rule. You come anywhere near this house, you're automatically DQ'd. Second rule is, I make the rules. I get the final judgment. I decide who the King of Smack will be and who gets the 5 gur. My decision is final. It is a winner-take-all event. Always has been. $5,000 for first, $0,000 for second, even less for third. Hell, I'd make you pay me for third. $5,000, winner take all. This is it. This is how easy it is. And we have been prepping this thing for weeks. It is now go time. With all of that out of the way, it is time to hit the phones. Are you all ready? XR4TI, yo, are you ready? Clone Nation, are you ready? Callers, are you ready? It is your day. I essentially stay the hell out of the way and make sure this thing stays on the tracks, and I curate. Let's do it. Much respect to the person who bats leadoff. Leadoff man is coming in hot. He played his way back in right after a rejected RSVP. Bounced back quickly. He is no stranger to the main event. He finished 8th at Smackoff 25, and he is about to hit the air on the big day for the 4th time. Leading off the event in Denver, it is Dan in Denver. Dan, what's cracking?
Jimmy, I don't give a damn when I get on the air, man. I'll go first. I'm just pumped to be here. Normally, the leadoff guy just tries to be scrappy, maybe lay down a bunt like Jeff in Southfield did last year, anything to get on base or hit the board. But, Jimmy, that's not baseball anymore. Aaron Judge bats leadoff, and he leads the league in home runs. So, Jimmy, let's swing for the fences here. Jimmy, it's tough not being able to rebuttal, admittedly. Luckily, I know what's going to happen in some of these calls. Caleb in Green Bay is going to come with some overproduced guest or gimmick that really would have hit 10 years ago, followed by a technical difficulty of some sort. I mean, Brad's going to cause a lot of laughs and talk mostly about male genitalia. Oh, and Mike in Indy's going to bitch out. Mike is the opposite of a NASCAR interview. Good guy, respects the fans, respects the show, always on time. Whew. Now that we got that out of the way, Jimmy, reinvention project guest request. What if I told you that I had a guest with a large social media following, who was tan with a giant oily chest and just inhaled organs all the time? No, Jimmy, not a Kardashian. I'm talking about the freaking Liver King. Have you seen this guy's act, Jim? Jimmy, all this freak does is eat raw meat and organs and then inject himself with anabolic steroids. Jimmy, this guy's taken more needles to the ass than Left and Laguna getting that stupid tattoo last year. Romy, the best part about this guy's act, he claims to have gotten that perfect body without a drop of steroids. Yeah, dude, and I got this perfect dad bod without a drop of beer. Jimmy, awesome to see Arch Manning committing to Texas this week. Jimmy, I'm checking out some of the benefits he'll be receiving. The bullhorns on the front of the Ford truck is awesome, but not quite as cool as the dangling set of truck nuts that's going to hang off the back hitch. Jimmy, the cowboy boots, six-shot revolver, longhorn belt buckle, the Wranglers with the dip can ring puts the attire completely together. Jimmy, and speaking of athletic attire, what's the deal with professional athletes getting dressed up to walk from their airplane or bus into the locker room? Like, Jimmy, I'm okay with Tom Brady dressed to the nines in a custom suit, rocking his Dre Beats, but I'm not down with Carson Wentz going full camouflage like a member of Duck Dynasty. Wentz should focus a little bit less on hunting mallards and a little more on improving those spirals so he'll stop throwing mallards. Jimmy, I do love the XR4TI adopting that tradition, though. Jimmy, they always say dress like your boss, but producer Tom couldn't afford a David August suit, so instead he had to buy a Jeffrey July. Jimmy, Charles Oliveira was stripped of his UFC lightweight title after being 1.5 pound overweight. Jimmy, what's that say about Sean the Cablanasian's 5 titles? Because that dude is way more than 1.5 pound overweight. And on that topic, Jimmy, how exactly do these weight classes in the UFC work? Like, Jimmy, take the lightweight, for example. The only lightweight I can think of is when Mark in Hollywood shotguns one White Claw and then gets white girl wasted. Jimmy, I love how one of the only rules in the UFC is you can't weigh over 265 pounds. Think about that, Jim. Do loads of steroids. Yeah.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
Hey, Dan.
Not a very good call.
I mean, I'm sorry to do it, but you know, this is for the best of the best. I know it's a big ask to get you to lead off, because the energy is so high, the nerves are high, but I got to say, dude, it just was not that good. It was just not that entertaining. In fact, it was kind of boring. I expect more from you. You had enough to play your way in, but again, you don't get a free run on this thing. You have to be the best of the best. Put it this way, I knew that you were not going to hit anywhere near the board with that without hearing any other call. So, I hate to do that, but it is my job to do that. Now you're done. So far, so bad. But somebody's got to start it off. Dan in Denver taking his shot. All right, let's keep moving. This is what I'm talking about. You can't come in here and just talk and talk and talk and talk and say next to nothing at all. It's the bleeping smack off. How do you think we got to 28 of these things? Come strong. All right, now this dude ripped his ticket to this dance only 2 days ago. He's about to make his return to the smack off after his main event debut last year. He claims he's got his best call ever locked and loaded for today. We're going to find out right about now. This guy, a long shot, a wild card, but I've seen guys rise up before. Let's go to Green Bay. Jeremy in Green Bay. He is batting second. Jeremy, what's going on?
Hey, let's talk a little NHL. I like when they fight. That's all I got on Hockey Jim. Hey, Vic. I always liked your impersonations, but it's really freaky how you become Mike and Indy bitching about your second place finish all year. Vic went on every post-Smackoff show last year demanding that they stop the count. Apparently, Vic's hired the MyPillow guy. Yeah, they say they've uncovered voting irregularities in the XR4TI, but instead of showing the evidence, Vic is seeking donations to his GoFundMe, the Vic and NoCal at Yahoo.com. Yeah, I'll donate something, Vic. Here's a giant middle finger, you loser. Jimmy, I can't believe the financial diversity of the Smackoff field. You have Jeff in Richmond, who is fake rich, and Dan in Denver, who is real poor. But I want to talk about your unpaid interns over at Stucknut Radio. These guys look like three red dots on a sex offender map. Hedstrom Bacon's cool if you consider someone with no kids who plays with sock puppets cool, you creep. Then there's Steve, who dedicated his entire adult life to cataloging calls from his favorite radio show and glossed himself, Stucknut. You make the little hairs on the back of Chris Hansen's neck stand up. And pool doc, my dude, how does a grown-ass man get into the pool cleaning business? Did you watch one too many adult films in your college years where some bored, bikini-clad housewife hooks up with the pool boy? Bow chicka bow bow! I'm the pool doc. Bro, when more successful people hire you to clean their pool, they don't expect you to show up looking like a sunburnt homeless Jeff in Richmond. And where do you get off calling yourself a doctor? You dip a test strip in the pool to see if it needs chlorine or not. Not exactly rocket science, doc. Man, there are some sketchy-ass clones down in Texas, Jim. Like that pathetic relic from the past, Gino, from that hot, humid dirt town that Kawhi Leonard faked an injury to get out of. Google the number one cuisine in San Antonio. It's called Tex-Mex, which is sort of like Mexican food, but it tastes like crap. Then Google what the number one tourist attraction is. I kid you not, Rome. It says they have a river, and you can walk beside it. Holy freaking crap, that's number one? What's the second biggest attraction? Johnny in Texas friggin' head? It's like a watermelon on a toothpick, Rome. I know they say everything is bigger in Texas, but Johnny's head took it a little too far. His head is the reason why women choose C-sections. On Johnny's birthday, he sends his mom a card to apologize. Oh, crap. I think I'm going to call right now.
It's embarrassing to humanity, actually.
Cal.
What?
Dude, this isn't a tandem call, bro, and I'm not doing Caleb smack today. Say your piece. Just don't mention Caleb's name, all right?
Yeah, Caleb and Green Bay and Lesley Laguna are basically the same person. F***ing millennial, pandering, kissing both of them. How's that sound? How's that going to sound for you?
Oh, my God, Cal, you're as angry as ever. Rest in peace, legend. War of the golden era of baseball I grew up with. Roids muscling up the long ball. Tony Gwynn slapping hits through the 5.5 hole. Unwar swing trajectory. The shift and beta males like Jeff Passan posing as sports journalists. Jeff, I've never heard you break a single story. The only thing you broke is your father's heart. Daddy, I don't want to play the game of baseball. I want to write about it, you nerd.
Jeremy in Green Bay. All right, he made it to the end of his phone call. Unlike Dan in Denver, who got run. All right, so we are off and running. Smack Off number 28. There is the opening segment. We've set the tone. It'll get better. It'll get much better. I'd give you the telephone number, but they've already got it. I don't know, man. Like that cow thing. Sort of creative. Not a bad idea. Sort of insane. Didn't quite land it, but you got to take shots. You have to take shots on a day like this. You have to come in differently on a day like this. You got to take your shots. All right, looking ahead to next segment, we are going to go directional with it. Actually, we're not. Not next segment. Yes, we are. I take that back. We are going directional with it next segment. And also, there is a major, major conspiracy theory that's floating around. We're going to find out once and for all whether or not what many of you think is true is actually true. Coming up next segment, Jeff in Southfield and Chris in Southeast Wisco. I can guarantee both those guys next segment. It is Smack Off number 28. Get up on Twitter. Make sure that you're scoring as you go and reacting as we go. And hashtag everything Smack Off. That's you right there. Is your check engine light on? Do not ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let their professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. They will retrieve the codes, they will discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if necessary. They can help you find a service center online. Just go to O'ReillyAuto.com, click on Find a Repair Shop. When you see a check engine light, get the answers you need from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Today's sponsor is Athletic Greens. With one delicious scoop of AG1 by Athletic Greens, you are consuming 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. I take my AG1 every single morning. I've done so for months. I love the way it tastes. I mix it in with cold water. I shake it up. Bam. Part of my daily routine. And what I like so much about this is I no longer have to smash a bunch of different vitamin pills. I also love the cost. Less than 3 bones a day. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar. There are no GMOs, no nasty chemicals. And it is approved by many pro athletes that I know and I talk to and trusted health experts as well. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first subscription purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/Rome. athleticgreens.com/Rome and try AG1 today. I try it every single day. So I'll tell you something kind of curious. Welcome back. It is the Smack Off. I'm Jim Romer live. Smack Off number 28. I said during the week that I was so impressed with a lot of the big hitters coming in and going hard. And it showed how much swag they had, how much confidence they had, that they were willing to come in that hard week of, knowing that they had better stuff day of. That's not the case with Dan. Dan was better in his last call to get into the event than he was today. So I might not have been right about that. Not as it relates to everybody. I'm sure he'll be back. He's not a factor today. In fact, he hit leadoff. He got run. Jeremy, who got in at the last second, did better than Dan. So how are you scoring this thing at home? Remember, my decision is final, but I want you to score it at home and do it on social media. Hit me up at Jim Rome, hashtag Smack Off. Let's get right back at it. Next up, I think I'm safe in saying this, the single weirdest clone in the jungle. However, weird generally is good. And if weird is good, that means that this guy is great. He's known for arguably the single best first call in jungle history. Definitely the most unique and weirdest first call in jungle history. He finished 10th in last year's main event. This is his 4th Smack Off. There is nobody like this guy. I can't wait to see what he has today because he is weird, yo. Really weird, and weird is good. Let's go to Southfield. Jeff in Southfield. Jeff, you're up.
Thank you for the vine, Jim. Jim, I'm not saying Jeff in Richmond is overweight. I'm just saying Jeff can't buckle his airplane seatbelt without getting arrested for groping. Seriously, Jim, Jeff is so fat, if Jeff had written the song Under the Boardwalk, it would be titled Under the Boardwalk because it collapsed under my weight. Speaking of Jeff, hey, Jeff, Why are you taking photos of your daughter posing on your car like she was Tawny Katane? Guess what, Jeff? According to your daughter's senior yearbook, she's been voted most likely to bang David Coverdale. Way to be Father of the Year, Jeff. Speaking of Fathers of the Year, Jim, let me explain your new neighbors to you. Jim, Wisconsin lives for two things, food comas and blacking out. That's it. Wisconsinites want to eat themselves to sleep and drink cheap-ass beer until they black the hell out. Jim, if you buy a Wisconsinite some fast food or some beer, not only will they be your best friend, they will take a freaking bullet for you. Truth be told, Jim, it's debatable whether Wisconsinites are fat humans or pigs who have mastered bipedal locomotion. Seriously, Jim, if you find you're the only one taking your garbage to the curb once a week, it's because the rest of the state just eats theirs. Speaking of eating garbage, one guy who's had way too much fast food is Caleb in Green Bay. Jim, Caleb's neck fat hangs so low, when he takes his shirt off, it looks like he has a third breast. Seriously, Jim, if Caleb ever gets a girl's shirt off of her, he's going to be all confused wondering where her middle breast is. Speaking of Caleb, Jim, instead of telling the 1 millionth joke about how Caleb is a wanker, I'm going to spread some good news. Clones, did you hear Caleb finally moved out of his parents' basement? It's true. He now lives in the penthouse suite of the Palms Hotel. Or at least, that's what he's calling his parents' attic. And with that, Jim, just like Caleb, this call is heading for the home stretch. Jim, for years, Portland man had long hair, long beard, and an untucked plaid flannel shirt. Then one day, Portland man decided to grow up, so he cut his hair, trimmed his beard, and tucked in his plaid flannel. Hey, Portland man, once you're grown up enough to tuck in your plaid flannel shirt, that's when you need to be grown up enough to get a better shirt, okay? Plaid flannel is not a dress shirt, Portland man. It's not for tucking in. Plaid flannel is for farmers and for lumberjacks and for Dan in Denver on his wedding day. Speaking of Dan in Denver, Jim, Dan is so malodorous and his hygiene is so disgusting, he actually got kicked out of Woodstock. It's true. Even ZZ Top wants Dan to trim his beard. But Jim, in Dan's defense, he is genetically 50% Sasquatch. On his mother's side, it's true. His mother's family affectionately refers to Dan as Normal Foot. In other news, Jim, Dan in Denver was acquitted of a bestiality charge when his attorneys argued it was just two animals humping.
And like that, he's gone. Jeff in Southfield. Weird as hell. Weird as ever. The more things change, the more they stay exactly the same. Extremely weird. Let's keep moving. One of the freshest faces in the game. This guy broke through and made the air in the main event for the first time last year. He's back today to try to validate his self-proclaimed dynasty. It's a dynasty, clones. A dynasty of racked calls. It is time to get directional with it. I'm still looking for that first holy crap moment of the event. Are we going to get it from this guy? We go to Southeast Wisconsin. Chris in Southeast Wisconsin. Chris, what's going on?
Let's get it, Jim. How about the recent calling activity by that $5,000 chasing asset, Gino in San Antonio? I can't believe that hack sat on hold for 3 hours last year and then whined about it when he got the well-deserved DNP. Did not play. Rome's decision. Gino, it's crazy that you have the stones to badmouth Wisco, especially considering where you live. Enjoy that triple-digit heat and that disgusting dirty river. Bro, let's be honest with the clones. That place smells like Jeff from Richmond just finished off a garbage can-sized bowl of Texas chili, then proceeded to go for a stroll and crop dust the entire river walk. Reality check, Gino. Nobody, with the exception of you, wants to inhale the aroma of microwaved ass. Dude, this is 2022, not 2002. You're washed, brah. Go away. And then we have that absolute whack job, Jeff in Mouthfield, a bitter and frustrated wannabe comic. I never thought I'd be a fan of zombies, but much respect to Shawnee for calling out Jeff on plagiarism. Apparently, the reputable detective Sean Zombie discovered Jeff's jokes are courtesy of Google. But it's not all bad news, clones. Jeff did land a new job that keeps him so busy, he stated calling the show is no longer an option outside of smack-off season. I found out his new job is sign guy, the dude that stands curbside on some random heavy traffic street corner holding up the glossy cardboard promo that reads 75% off all furniture, everything must go. Jeff, maybe that offer should include you as well, you frickin' bust out. Jim, there isn't a bigger turbo bag than that former smack-off champion, Pervin Laguna. Left spent the majority of his RSV creep call admitting he was staring at my package. Super cringy, dude. What kind of a sick bastard are you, Left? And hey, bro, I'm calling you out. You doubted that those luxury sleds are mine? So let's see, would you put down some money where your big ears, I mean big mouth is? Let's get down with a wager. I'm open for business. No limit. As Clay Thompson would say, you're a bum. Lastly, Jim, I heard your challenge loud and clear on Wednesday. Thanks for the motivation. The legendary clones had me 0-2 and tried to sneak a belt-high 95-mile-an-hour heater past me for the quick punch-out. Only one problem. I was sitting dead red on that pitch and smoked a frozen rope high up the left center field wall at Dodger Stadium for a stand-up double all over these smack-off-ass clowns. Jim, you already know what it is, brother. But for the remaining few out of the roughly 5 million watching or listening today that don't, it's a mother-bleeping dynasty, clones. Get some!
All right. I'll tell you what it's not, actually. It's not a dynasty. It just isn't. Like I said earlier in the week, too, if you're going to call it a dynasty based on your work in the regular season, based on the fact you got racked over and over and over again, I needed to see it on the big stage. Listen, I'm not trying to be harsh here. I didn't see it on the big stage. Guys, you got to do better. You have to do better. It is the best of the best. Not the best currently doing it right now, the best who have ever done it. If you want to run with the big dogs, you got to have more than that. You just have to. I'm still waiting for that first holy crap moment for this smack-off. Been a couple of chuckles, a couple of laughs, but this is what it takes. Now you're in the deep end. Now you're in the deep end. Now you're swimming with sharks. Now you're with the big dogs. I mean, these are guys that I had high expectations for. All of them so far. Nobody has hit that standard yet. The standard is the standard. You'll see. You will see. Good news is we are trending nationally on Twitter right now in the top 10, number 6, in fact. So keep at it. Hashtag all of your responses. Smack off. Hashtag smack off. Hashtag smack off. I want to hear exactly what you think so far. Shoot straight. You know how it is. Be real. Be real with it. I'll be real with it. I'm real disappointed so far. No offense. I appreciate those that are good enough to get in. But as you find out, when you get under the glare of the bright lights, when you get on that big stage and you haven't been there before, or you know that every year it gets tougher and tougher, it's a tough spot to be in. To be at your very best when it matters most. That's why the guys who've won this thing multiple times are outliers. That's why they stand out. Trust that. All right, so we are 4 in already. First guy got run and no holy crap moments. I'm just going to say it. Do better. Be better. You need to be better. Make me feel good about dropping that crown on somebody's head. Make me feel good about handing over the $5,000. Make me feel good about the entire day. Let's go. Let's get this. All right, looking ahead to next segment. One of the pros, DA, is going to be in. Also, the single most controversial figure in the field this year. Not a guy, but a dog. Paul's dog is coming up next segment. Stay with it. You're in the jungle. It is Smack Off number 28, and it continues. We'll come right back.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show. Let's Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show, The Smack Off on CBS Sports Radio.
It might be Smack Off Day, but every Friday is the ATP, the Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question there. Be listening later on in the program, and I might answer one of your questions. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, quick reaction before I go back to it. At Rosemary Loves Jim tweets, is it a dynasty gym? No, it's just another limp effort from Chris in Southeast Wisconsin. Hashtag smack off. Hashtag where are the legends? That's fair. It's not a dynasty. It's a decline.
It's a dynasty clone.
No, it's not. Getting to the play-in game and getting hammered does not make a dynasty. It's not his time. May never be. Hashtag where are the legends? They're coming. They're coming. Trust that. Hey, Jim, Jeff in Southfield is clearly the class of the first half hour. Had me laughing out loud for real. The others, not so much. Yours in smack, Jimmy in Wichita. Again, if you're scoring this thing, get on Twitter and make that comment and hashtag it SmackOff. SmackOff is trending number 6 nationally right now. Smash in Nashville. Chris in Southeast Wisco is a dynasty. You mean consistently making me nap it out for 4 minutes during the hashtag SmackOff? There you go. That just got us up to number 4 nationally. Hashtag smack off. It's so weird that you can all hear the same thing and react to it differently. Check out this guy. Quote, shut it down. Let's go home. Jeff in Southfield is your winner. Hashtag smack off. Hashtag weird is good. Alex, listen, I don't know how it's going to play out. I never know how it's going to play out. But I can tell you right now, he's not going to win. I already know that. Nothing against Jeff. I love Jeff. But if that's the best call I get today, then today sucked. He's not going to win. So let's not shut it down. What do you say we finished playing the game? This guy might be onto something right here quickly. Shiny Baby tweets, Jeff in Southfield is so oddly awesome. Not quite enough to take the crown, but I think he got himself another top 10 finish. Hashtag smack off. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. Back at it. All right. We are joined right now by the host of his own show. It is a great show. He is with CBS Sports Radio. He is a loyal Jungle supporter. He took 10th in a controversial main event appearance back in 2019. Today he is back. It is his second smack off. He is a pro in every sense of the word. You know I'm talking about DA. DA, my man, it is great to have you back. What's going on, DA? How you feeling?
Jim, awesome to be back. As always, an honor to get the Golden Vine. I'm just passing time watching that 9 overtime Penn State-Illinois thriller. This thing is flying by, breakneck pace. Here I was minding my own business when Jeff Passan takes a run at me on your show. Now, most men his age have receding hairlines, but Jeff has a proceeding hairline, so congrats. His lettuce bungee jumps off of his forehead. He's like the White Weeknd. He's like K.D. Lang meets Reggie Bullock. He says, I look like a horse. Well, Jeffrey, that's better than a prepubescent David Schwimmer as a Bob's Big Boy statue. Families used to take photos next to a 50-foot version of Jeff alongside Route 66 in the 50s. He's like the love child of Howdy Doody and John Mulaney, who found his calling as a ventriloquist dummy. Now we know how he breaks all that baseball news. He sleeps in a violin case. Sorry I've been under the radar for the last 3 years since I last joined the Smack Off, but the feds are after me after the death of Matt in L.A. I'm like Henry Hill in Goodfellas watching the choppers overhead. Karen! We killed him, Karen! Why would I do that, Karen? Whenever I hear someone say, did you hear Matt in L.A. take a run at you? I'm like, how could he afford that cell phone? Then I realize there's a lot of resources in California for the homeless. As a goodwill gesture, clones, you can send your donations to the Matt in L.A. Fund, which helps keep loved ones off meth. Finally, I was having a chat with Rosie the cat, and she follows Cody the ragdoll cat on Instagram, and he was posting about Paul's dog, and you know it's that time of the year because they were meowing. Smack. Cody is a hero. Paul's dog sniffs Passan's face and has pajamas with his butthole on them. Clones, I'll see you in the jungle next month. Free travel-size Colgate to the best big teeth jokes. War Logan dotting the top of the lineup to send a message. Unwar the top of this lineup getting run to open the smack-off. Jim, rock me, run out.
D.A., making his triumphant return. All right, then. He tightened it up. Definitely tightened it up. Did not run as long as he did last time. Let's see how it holds up. D.A. will be back in the studio hosting for me when I'm down on vacation. All right, so we're looking for that holy crap moment. We are now six calls in, moving through hour number one. The people that are coming up, again, I'm starting to see a theme here, right? You're killing each other. Not that I expect a lot of you to talk sports on a day like this, but you're killing each other. Some of the main targets so far, Jeff in Richmond, Gino in San Antonio, Matt in L.A., Jeff Passan took some right there, and, of course, the dog. Paul in Buffalo's dog. What's up, dog?
Sirius is the dog star. Bad to the bone. The day I was born, all the insects looked down. The gaze in wide wonder at the puppy they had found. The head vet spoke up, said, leave this one alone. They could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Quick question for D.A. What does Uriah's heap, Gomer's pile, and Scooby's do all have in common? Those are the messages my paw pals from the Kennel Club just left on your front lawn. Thank you for inviting me to the snack-off, but I just had one. I was supposed to be doing a tandem call with a chicken man, but I ate him. I couldn't help it. He was so scrumptious. Then Jeff in Southfield hit me up on Instapaw, asking if he could be in a tandem call. I said to him, aren't you me? Nice to think that I'm the first animal of the jungle, but really? Am I? After all, there is Lef, the Laguna Beach Bulldog. That is one finicky little bitch. Won't eat dry kibble. Insists on gravy train. Remember those times he gravy trained the Fonz, Penguin, Larry Brown? And those Jurassic Park fossils from the SI chute? Speaking of gravy train, where is Mike and Indy and his half a smack-off title? He is a chicken hawk. Ra-do-de-claw, I-do-de-claw. That boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball. He couldn't pour the water out of a boot, even if he wrote the instructions on the heel. Then we have the three Mouseketeers from Wisco. Benny, Caleb, and Chris. They gotta get a better cheddar shredder, spread it away. A plate of food, maybe Gouda, dog, let's get it today. Throw a party with Havarti, mozzarella, and brie. Sitting next to me, it's the mice counts in three. While I'm on the topic of a rodent in the jungle. Rat.
Brah.
Rat.
Brah.
Rat brah. Maybe if you spent less time narking on Mav, Goose, and Iceman, playing beach volleyball with the boys, and more time discharging the duties, maybe you could have been mayor of HB. Wait a second. Sorry about that room. There was a trash panda in Paul's garbage can. I had to chase it away. I said to him, hey, Erie Craig, get away from here. Stop pretending that empty pizza box is a laptop. And why are you using a lasagna noodle as a necktie when you could just eat the lasagna noodle? Well, I just talked to Snoop Dogg. He's flying cross-country on layover in Wichita. I asked him, how is the weather? He said, drizzle. How about those Golden Retriever State Warriors, led by Dogs Game, Stiff, Corgi, Dotson Green, Barclay Thompson, Randrew, Wagons' Tail, Jordan Poodle, and Rondre Igwudoga, team of dogs. Well, I know I have a huge target on my back. But guess what? You missed me! Hee-hee! Well, soon as I mentioned a $5,000 purse, you know whose ears pricked up? That's right. Of course, Brandon Corona wants that 5K purse. If so, his human can carry him around in it. Brandon is one of those tiny, tiny dogs with a big, annoying bark. Yip, yip, yip. Ride Brandon Corona. Yip, yip. Ride a banana hand with pictures with dudes on it. Yip, yip. Brandon is a dog. He's a bitch on Frieze. Because you can't spell bitch on Frieze without the B-I-C. Roar. Those bones heading my way. Roar. My dad. That's one stubborn dog. Hang in there, pops. Ruff me. Rum route.
The dog. I like.
Rum route. Rum route. Rum route.